More than 1,000 of the Sadr followers attended the Friday prayers held in the neighborhood of the same name. In attendance were also a number of Iraqi lawmakers, provincial councillors, and other officials. Tight security measures were in place, with police setting up checkpoints and blocking roads leading to the prayer site. The Friday prayer leader accused the foreign troops of being behind the recent terrorist attacks, saying that the U.S. is trying to extend the presence of its forces by projecting the government as weak and incapable of enforcing the rule of law in the country on its own. He also called on the Iraqi politicians to close their ranks in the interest of the nation and make sure the foreign forces will leave the country for good.
The U.S. and Israel are putting pressure on Iraqi officials. They are playing an important role in delaying the formation of the new Iraqi government.
The provincial councillors who attended the prayers also complained of what they called U.S. intervention in the internal affairs of a sovereign state, shown by the recent visits of U.S. officials when Iraqi politicians are holding talks on forming a new government.
It is obvious the U.S. is interfering in Iraqi internal affairs. The repeated visits by U.S. diplomats prove that theory.
After the prayers, the worshippers called on the Iraqi officials to put aside their differences and form a national unity government.
Sadr followers renewed their opposition to the presence of the occupation forces in Iraq and accused the occupiers of being behind the recent security deterioration across the country, and called on the Iraqi officials to form the government as soon as possible and get rid of the occupation sooner. Usama Bati, Press TV, from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.